paper.
Welcome to episode 67 of Paper Talk, a series of podcast interviews featuring artists and professionals who are working in the field of hand papermaking and paper art. I'm Helen Hebert, and I run Helen Hebert Studio, a hand papermaking studio in Colorado's Rocky Mountains, where I create artist books and installations. I also host the annual Redcliffe Paper Retreat and papermaking masterclasses here in the studio, and I teach online classes about paper, light, and books, too. Find out more at HelenHebertStudio.com. Today, I'm talking with Nicole Donnelly, a hand papermaker and visual artist specializing in sculptural paper artworks and invasive plant papers. She is currently president of the International Association of Hand Papermakers and Paper Artists, also known as IAPMA, and the founder of the creative papermaking studio Paper Think Tank in Philadelphia. Donnelly is also a master papermaker for the Brodsky Center at PAFA and the Brandywine Workshop and Archives. She teaches paper and book arts at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Art and other institutions. She received her MFA from the University of Iowa in 2009 and a BA from Bennington College. She has received grants and fellowships to complete a number of international residencies, and her artwork has been exhibited throughout the United States and internationally. Enjoy our conversation. Nicole Donnelly, welcome to Paper Talk.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Helen.
Yeah, it's great to have you, and let's dive right in. So tell me a little bit about where you grew up and childhood activities that were art-related or even paper-related. I don't know if you had
any. So I grew up in Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia, PA. And, you know, I really didn't have much of an introduction to the fine arts, but I always grew up, my grandmother taught me to sew when I was five, and I was always really compelled to draw and make things, and I think one of my earliest artworks was sort of taking all of these fake flowers that had fallen off of some fancy hat that my great aunt had given me, and gluing those down to a sheet of paper, gluing down a ribbon over it, and I had made this garden, and I drew trees around it, and that was my very first artwork.
I love it.
Yeah, but I've always really loved paper as a material, and it's something that's come up as this very tactile thing throughout my life. And, you know, I have to say that I probably took it for granted for some time. And it wasn't until I was living in Mexico in the early 2000s. And I had studied visual art in college. I studied painting and printmaking, you know, and I was familiar with